Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. 72 degrees at 12 noon, a little bit above our high temperature for this Friday, and we will stay dry the rest of this last day of the work week. And we did miss out of the severe weather yesterday. Neighboring Minnesota got hit hard last night, and a few spots in far western Wisconsin got a bit of a spillover. Almost 2.5 inches of rain fell near Hudson. Highway 29 near Menominee had up to 3 inches of water. In Pierce County, a fallen tree blocked a highway, and nearby Elmwood had some trees down. Parts of southeast Wisconsin had hail last evening. The search for a missing man in Milwaukee is closing in on 1 week. Eric Grillert has an update.
Scott Mebs and his family expanded the search for John Mebs Thursday.
I can't sit still. If I sit still, I'm just going to worry.
Scott says the search hit the Hank Aaron Trail and Milwaukee's north side. An officer stopped by Scott Mebs' house on Thursday to prep a canine search.
They wanted to look around his room in case there were any clues, and they wanted to make sure to get something, shoes and his work gloves, to make sure that they had a scent for the police dogs.
The family plans to meet on Water Street tonight, hoping to speak with anyone who may have seen Scott last Saturday. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Wisconsin now has 27 confirmed cases of the mumps this spring. Milwaukee health officials confirmed 4 cases yesterday, 2 at UW-Milwaukee and 2 elsewhere in the state's largest city. UW-Madison has also reported some new cases, bringing the total there to 12. It's the first time in 2 years that the state has seen any cases of the mumps. Officials say young adults brought the disease to Wisconsin in late March from the trips they took on spring break. Russian President Vladimir Putin visits Crimea as violence in Ukraine continues in the days leading up to another major vote of secession. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher reports.
President Putin was greeted by thousands when he arrived to attend a Victory Day parade marking the defeat of Nazi Germany. On arrival, he applauded Crimea's return to the motherland. This is residents here in Donetsk plan to vote Sunday on whether to secede from Ukraine, even though Putin suggested putting off the vote. Meanwhile, the violence is continuing. In Mariupol, at least 20 pro-Russian insurgents reported killed as Kiev continues its anti-terrorism campaign to root out Russian rebels. In Donetsk, Ukraine, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
American military personnel are arriving in Nigeria today to help in the search for hundreds of kidnapped schoolgirls. The Americans will provide expertise in intelligence, investigation, and hostage negotiations. Islamic militants who abducted nearly 300 girls have said they'll sell them as slaves. In battle, Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Sinetsky is ordering a nationwide review of VA health clinics. Sinetsky is under fire over levels of patient care at VA clinics in Arizona and Colorado. Dozens of veterans may have died while waiting for appointments to be set at the VA clinics in Phoenix. Meantime, Sinetsky is expected to testify next week in a Senate hearing. More than a week after their son was shot and killed in Milwaukee's Red Arrow Park, Dontre Hamilton's family is still waiting for answers from police, and they've hired a lawyer to get them. John Meerdink has the story.
It was last Wednesday when Dontre Hamilton was shot and killed by a police officer, reportedly after he'd grabbed the officer's baton and hit him with it. But Hamilton's family still doesn't know exactly what happened, and attorney Jonathan Safran says that's not fair.
Their hope is that by having attorneys involved, that it will lead at least to some information being provided. They really desperately want to know.
The attorney hopes police will eventually make security footage from businesses around Red Arrow Park available just to answer the questions once and for all.
More public school students in the state are graduating in 4 years. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction puts the graduation rate at 88% for the 2012-13 school year, up 0.5% from a year before, and more than 2% higher compared to 2009-10. Wisconsin's graduation rate is tied for second best in the nation with Nebraska, Texas, and Vermont. Iowa still has the best rate at 89%. But State School Superintendent Tony Evers says there is still work to do.
Well, we still have graduation gaps between children of color and their peers and economically disadvantaged kids and their peers, but we've closed some gaps.
Governor Scott Walker toured the state yesterday talking tourism. At a stop in Chippewa Falls, Governor Walker said investing in Wisconsin's tourism has paid off with an 18% increase in tourism spending over the last 3 years. Walker took the opportunity to announce some other economic news.
Well, we still have graduation.
One more recognition that things are improving in this state. Chief Executive Magazine, which puts out its annual ranking of the best and worst states to do business in this country. Back in 2010, they ranked us at 41. We're now moved up faster than any other state in the country other than Louisiana. We're up to number 14 on that ranking.
The first round of the 2014 NFL Draft is in the books, and it seems fans got exactly what they wanted in day one yesterday. Eric Grillert has the details.
Yeah!
Those were the sounds inside Miller Time Pub and Grill in downtown Milwaukee as the Packers selected HaHa Clinton Dix with the 21st overall pick Thursday night.
I love it. It's the biggest need they have on the team, so I love it.
The excitement already has fans thinking about what could be next winter.
Well, I'm hoping for the Super Bowl.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
The NFL draft continues tonight with rounds 2 and 3. The Packers have 3 drafts today, and it will continue tomorrow with rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday. As for your forecast, we are expecting skies to clear out, a bit breezy as well, and temperatures hovering around that 70-degree mark. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mainly dry, high near 68. And for Mother's Day, a high of 72, but chances of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Currently 72 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. News time, 12:06.